we continue to hear from St. Paul, his first letter to the Thessalonians, continuing from yesterday's passage where we were reminded of the simple call to holiness as being God's will for us. He says it just that simply. This is God's will for you, your holiness. Then he goes on with a charge to avoid sexual immorality. And so continuing that fleeing of immorality, especially with our sexual faculties, he speaks about the need for mutual love and fraternal charity. But he says on this subject, you have no need for us to write to you because you've been taught by God. As we seek to live out that simple, holy life, as we avoid the impurities of this world, we are taught by God how to truly love. You know, lust is about taking and satisfying my desires. Love is giving for the sake of the other. And as I put to death those lustful desires, then I automatically, we can say, it's almost a natural response that I learn to love with the love of God. And he says, like, it's not just happening in your little village of Thessalonica, but all throughout the area of Macedonia, your love is spreading. Nevertheless, we urge you to progress even more, St. Paul says. This encouragement from their spiritual father to not grow lazy and useless, as we heard in the gospel, but to continue to go deeper. As St. Charles de Foucauld said, one of the last things that we have from his writings is that you can never love enough. We can never check that box, whether it's a love between spouses and the family and the parish and the world. You can never love enough. So we can never think, I'm done. I've fulfilled my obligation. Then he goes on to say, as we progress in this love of God, this mutual fraternal love for each other, aspire to live a tranquil life. I mean, what a radical statement that is in the world we're living in today. If he had to say this to them 2,000 years ago, how much more do we need to hear this exhortation to live a tranquil life? The world today is built on keeping us busy and anxious and afraid and comparing and looking at others and judging. The rat race of the everyday life is contrary to the call that we have received, the call to holiness, the call to love. Aspire to live a tranquil life. So what do we need to edit out of our lives? The lives that we've built with the wrong parameters sometimes, as we aspire to live a glorified life on earth and amass as much wealth and popularity as we can. What do I need to get rid of so I can be faithful to this exhortation to live a tranquil life and to mind my own business, mind your own affairs? What if we just spent the rest of our life trying to mind my own business? How much shorter would our lines in confession be? How much more fruitful would our receptions of the Holy Communion be? How much more joy-filled would our lives individually and the lives of the parish be if we minded our own business and to work with our own hands, to be industrious, to use the gifts and the talents that we have received and to employ them for the building up of the kingdom? This is the central theme of all of St. Paul's exhortations to the communities. Of course, the love of God and living out our baptismal call and making sure we're fleeing immorality so that we can live into this fraternal love, this love of God, of not being distracted by the things around us, living a tranquil life, minding my own business, and using the gifts and talents that God has given me. This is how we can hear those sweet words from the gospel, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And how we can avoid hearing those horrible words, "You wicked and useless servant." on this first Saturday as we turn to our Blessed Mother in a particular way, her Immaculate Heart that has suffered so severely over the years because we fail to follow this exhortation of St. Paul. We turn to her making reparations today, asking for the grace of repentance for our sins and for the sins of the world, so that we can have the grace that we need to live a tranquil life, to mind our own business, and to do the work that God has put before us. This is the way. This is the way to be holy. This is the way to do God's will. And this is the way that we will hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy."